how was your gender reveal ruined? Or did you have one that was unique?
Went a little wonky, maybe.
Yeah. 502-795-1997. Got one from Kim. Said, I've been to too many gender reveal parties where it was way too awkward. Here's a tip. If you're really hoping for one gender or the other, to the extent you'll clearly be disappointed, don't do a public gender reveal.
Oh, gosh. Oh. Really? Oh, my gosh.
Allie said, hey, during my ultrasound to find out the gender, we wanted it sealed for the bakery. The ultrasound tech said, oh, look away or you'll see something you don't want to see. Thanks for letting me know I'm having a son. He's now 12.
Oh, gosh.
Now, to be fair, I could have taken that both ways. Like, you know, you're going to see something, either the hamburger buns or the turtle.
Exactly.
That you're not going
to. Like, you don't want to know the answer. You're going to see the answer.
Yeah, exactly. So I could have taken it that way.
Right.
Amy.
I don't know if it was actually ruined, but we wanted a boy.
Uh-huh.
So my wife and I totally looked in the envelope ahead of time. And then gave the envelope to a friend to plan a gender reveal party and acted surprised.
Oh, so you didn't want your genuine reaction to be with everyone else.
Just in case.
Correct.
I think that's smart.
Right? I think so, too.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, because you don't want any sort of disappointment or whatever.
Then they'll be like, well, they're awful people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. Exactly. You don't want any sort of disappointment to be on camera or anything like that, so...
Correct.
Right.
Yeah, and so good news is though we got a boy, so it all worked out.
Ah, there you go. Perfect.
Aw, Jenny said we had a cake with a colored pacifier hidden for the reveal, but otherwise it wasn't anything crazy.
All right.
That's cute.
Yeah. Lynn messaged, we did a gender reveal on a small scale, only families at Christmas, so we were already getting together with cake and cookies. Main difference, though, we knew the gender already. I would never want to find out in a group. You just don't know how you'll feel at first.
Sure.
I wanted a girl. I was convinced it was a boy. It was a girl, and I was just kind of shocked at first. If I felt like anyone in the group was very committed to one gender or another, I wouldn't want to do a big reveal. And I agree. It would just be too awkward.
It would be awkward.
Yeah.
It is tough for people to hide their true feelings just right out the gate.
Then, you know, we were saying earlier, it's like, could you imagine showing the video to your kid?
Oh, no.
Later, it's like, hey.
You don't look happy.
Hey, look, Timmy, we wanted you to be a girl.
Oh, gosh.
Or, hey, look, Shelly, we actually wanted you to be a boy.
I'll be honest. I was super convinced that our first was going to be a girl.
Yeah.
Like, we had the name Ava Grace picked out, and then we find out, and I call my mom, and I said, Ava Grace has a penis, and I'm not really sure how we're going to deal with that.
I don't know how we're going to deal with that. I guess we could still call her Ava.
I had to wrap my brain around it because my husband and I, he did boy names, yeah. I did girl names. Yeah. So whoever won, that was the name.
Whoever won, it was competition.
Exactly. So it was Jake Ryan, Jacob Ryan.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I was kind of like, I was dealing with losing the competition, first of all. And then we find out with the second one, I fell so in love with being a boy mom, I kind of was like, I don't know if I want another. I want a girl now. And then it was a girl, and I was like, oh. Okay, this is good.
Right,
this is good. This is really good. And
yeah,
it was perfect.
My wife and I wanted to keep it all a surprise, keep it a secret until the kids were born. Wanted all
you
that.
You wanted to go the whole distance.
Wanted to go the whole distance.
And find out in the delivery room.
And find out in the delivery room. That was our initial plan. And then.
That takes a lot of willpower.
When we found. I think the biggest shock was, oh, there's two in there.
Yeah, that kind of throws everything out the window, doesn't it?
All right, well, we got twins. That was the surprise. So, and then it was just like, all right, they're girls. And
yes.
So, yeah.
Well, I felt like for me, I had to know as soon as possible so that I could feel like I wanted to plan. And then I felt like by the time I met them, I had already known them.
Yeah.
Because I kind of, in my mind, knew they were going to be.
We got a text from a listener. I work for a place that has a light show. And one option is for the light show is gender reveal.
Oh, wow.
The first one we did, the technology glitched and revealed the wrong gender.
What? Did they go the rest of the pregnancy thinking it was one gender and then it was the other at the delivery room?
The dad thought it was funny. The mom didn't mind. She was just excited for the baby. The grandma, not so much.
Oh, my gosh.
Pretty sure we ruined her grandchild's life.
No.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no.
When technology fails you.
Oh gosh. Well, yeah, you get in one mindset and then to be thrown a curveball at that point. Oh my gosh.
That's funny. All
right, but at the end of the day, a healthy baby. Is the biggest reward.
All right, good stories there. Good stories. It's 99.70 JX.